This is a version of the self-compassion break that's designed to help you feel fulfilled, to meet your needs. So I'd like you to think about a situation in your life where you aren't feeling fulfilled, right? Where there's an important need that isn't being met. Maybe it's the need for artistic expression, or the need for joy. Or maybe it's just the need for sleep. just take a moment to think about some area of your life where you feel your needs are not being met. And call up the situation in your mind's eye, what's happening or maybe what's not happening. Get in touch with any emotions you may be feeling about this. For instance, disappointment, sadness, boredom, resentment. Just make contact with this discomfort of the emotion as a physical sensation. Once again, focus on the need that isn't being met itself. For instance, the need for expression or for learning or excitement or whatever it is you've identified. And just focus on the need itself. And sitting up so that your body is alert. Right, kind of ready to take action. You're going to be saying a series of phrases aloud or silently, designed to bring in the three components of self-compassion. Right, it's trying to find language that works for you personally. So the first phrase evokes mindfulness, so you can really become aware of your authentic, deep need. Saying to yourself something like, "This is what I need to be whole or to be true to myself." Or maybe something like, "My needs really matter. This is important to me." And then we want to remember common humanity so that, again, our needs are in balanced connection with those of others. We don't want to, just be selfish, but we don't want to be doormats either, right? So see if you can recognize the needs of everyone in this situation. It's by saying something like, "I will try my best to honor my needs as well as those of others." Or, "Everyone's needs count, including mine." Or maybe, "Life involves receiving as well as giving." Whatever language helps you recognize and honor this sense of balance. And now please put both hands over your solar plexus, which is just below your ribcage, maybe about 3 inches above your belly button. Right, really feeling your energetic center. And now we want to bring in kindness, right? And kindness and care and concern for ourselves and that we be fulfilled. So saying to yourself something like, "I will really commit to meeting my needs as best I can." Or maybe, "I deserve to be happy. And I will do what's necessary to be well." And, perhaps if you don't know exactly what to say, you might imagine that you had a close friend who is maybe unfulfilled in the same way that you are. Right, what you might say to your friend to encourage them you know, to do what they can to meet their needs, to remind them that they're worthy of having their needs met. And then you can try saying something similar to yourself. And then finally, I'd invite you to leave one hand on your solar plexus, but putting the other hand over your heart. So you're feeling your energetic center, but also your heart. And so the invitation is to combine the fierce energy of providing for your needs with the tender energy of knowing that we are already complete as we are. Right? So in other words, we want to take action to be more fulfilled, but not from a sense of lack or insufficiency, but simply because we care about ourselves, right? We want to be as whole and complete as possible. So letting those two energies of acceptance and also pursuing what we want and need, allowing those two energies to mingle together. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I hope you bring this energy into your daily life and really give yourself what you need to be happy.